Jessica Bivens and her husband live at the Huntington City Mission for now. She's one of many homeless people in Huntington who are involved in the Jobs First program at the Cabell Huntington Coalition for the Homeless.
They've helped me with quite a bit. They post jobs every day. You know, if anything new comes up, they try to post them or at least tell everybody about them. They have the computer access for us. If we need help with the interviews or getting to the interviews, they offer bus passes. They actually sent me and got me help with Dress for Success.
Jobs First is a new idea developed by coalitions around the country. Instead of working with job candidates by training, developing, and molding them before they apply for jobs, Jobs First helps them find jobs right away and continues to train them while they're employed. Bob Hansen is executive director of the Homeless Coalition.
They have an emergency need for income, and if you have to have so many steps for them to follow and to do successfully before they can get a job, they'll drop out. They won't succeed. So Jobs First has been really successful helping people with that immediate need of finding a job, getting a source of income for folks.
Hansen says the idea is based on the approach the coalition has always taken by helping to find homeless people shelter first. Helping the unemployed and homeless find work first puts them one step closer to a stable living environment where they can provide for themselves. The Huntington Coalition started the program last July with a goal of helping 10% of Huntington's homeless gain employment in a year. Amanda Coleman is engagement specialist for the coalition. She's also serving as Jobs First team leader.
Jobs First is a supported employment program, and our goal is to, as quickly as possible, get homeless people onto the job market. So we meet them where they are. We don't spend a lot of time on vocational rehabilitation or prepping. We do those things, but we do it as we're going through the job search process.
The coalition offers help ranging from finding the proper clothing, getting to and from the new job, and keeping that job. Coleman says there's help throughout the entire process.
And then once people are employed, we provide support after they're employed. So people will come in and say, for instance, I'm having trouble with somebody at work. I'm not sure how to deal with it. This is how I would have dealt with it in the past. What's your advice? So we want to remove all the barriers to employment, but also the barriers that would keep them from maintaining their employment.
Coleman says this idea just makes more sense because people are sometimes still living on the streets and are not even in shelters.
Income is the road to housing. Whether it's on their own or subsidized housing, they move up housing lists more quickly if they have income. So instead of spending several months putting them through employment classes and trying to prepare them, we immediately start working with them to get them on the job market.
So far, the program has helped find jobs in telemarketing, fast food, offices, and even on river barges. The program has placed 30 people in jobs, and as word of mouth has grown throughout the homeless community, the pace has picked up recently, with 9 people finding jobs in January. Hansen says the program's popularity just continues to grow.
I think it just takes time. And in celebrating successes. And it's interesting, a lot of people who are homeless also, you know, are savvy with social media. So we put, our success stories, some of them on our Facebook page so that, that word can get out that people can succeed.
Jessica Bivens has been on 4 interviews herself in the last couple of weeks and is hoping to be one of the success stories.
To start with, it'd feel really nice to be back on my feet again. Thanks to these people, I've stayed sane. But employment would not only, you know, make me feel better about myself, but it'll put me one step closer to the goal.
That goal, to have her own place to live. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.